Well, hello, my friends. Blessed and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong, large, and in charge. And so happy that you're joining us here today. I don't even know what episode this is. Anybody have any idea what
episode? It's like 45,
no,
50,
it's not like 45. It is not. It's something like 10 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe about 10.
Yeah, so this
episode
is
11.
This is still, is it? Episode 11. Hey, that wasn't a bad guess. That wasn't a bad guess,
professionals.
Man.
I thought I was pretty close with 50.
That was the voice of the Lord, by the way. I'm that close to God. There, hello, Lord. I love you, sir. Actually, no, it's Taylor in the booth. And God doesn't talk creepy when he talks to me like that.
You sure?
Weirdo. Guys, listen, welcome, 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 my friends, to The Pulse. I'm so happy that you're here today. Please like this. Please share this. Please let people know that you're watching. Come on, man. Be a media be a media missionary and help me out. I think that we're going to be doing The Pulse next week from the NRB. Is that correct?
We can.
Well, yeah, you're in charge of all that, so you're the guy I'm asking.
Oh, we can.
Okay, well, yes, we should. And so, guys, we're going to be at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention next week, and we're going to be there Monday through Friday. If any of you guys are in the Nashville, Tennessee area, come out and find us. Like, how? I won't be able to find you. Yeah, you will, because we actually have a booth out there. Plus, I'm doing over 20 interviews next week. I'm going to be on everybody's television show. I'm going to be with God TV. I'm going to be with Destiny Image. I'm going to be with Daystar. I'm going to be with everybody. And then we have a Redemption Ranch booth, and Pastor Jerry Sellers is going to be running that booth, and I'll be out there. Ben's got, I'm also going to be with Pray.com bunch. I'm going to be with that bunch. All my Pray.com peeps. If you don't know about Pray.com, go there and check it out and subscribe to me on there and get all of my stuff for free. It comes right to your phone, and it's so easy, and I love it. Guys, we have over 15 million downloads. And I have over 450,000 subscribers now on Pray.com. And I encourage you guys to go there and to check that out. Also, I'm just going to throw out a bunch of media stuff if I can do this.
Go for it.
If you don't know about the Open Door Experience or Open Door Church on the Roku channel, man, you need to do that. Now, Roku is the way that I watch my show every single, like tomorrow or tonight when I get home. After I get through preaching my amazing Valentine's Day message at Open Door Church, which is going to be on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to go through the love chapter, and we're going to look at the number 16 and the 16 attributes of the love of God. And if you're not, you know, like, well, what do you do when you get home? I go straight to my barn, I pull up my television, and I go to Roku, and I watch it right there. Then when I get done with that, then I go to my social media, and then I go to odx.tv to make sure that we all did our jobs, and it's where it's supposed to be. For instance, one more easy way, if you have a smart TV, and if your TV is, you know, more than 20 years old and weighs 2,000 pounds, excuse me, then no. Yeah, you probably is not very smart. But if you're like me and you got a new TV, it's already on there. Just download, or when you go there, look up the app, Open Door. Open Door Church. Also, don't forget about our app. So we have our own app, and a lot of people do not know that. Yeah, man, we got an app. Ben, how do you download it? How do you get the app? Okay, he's no help. What about you?
I got distracted.
Go to the App Store and search Open Door Experience.
Okay.
But make sure you search Open Door Experience, because there's other Open Door churches that will pop up.
Correct. Open Door Experience. Open Door Experience. And then do not forget, guys, that my television show is on Daystar. It's on God TV. It's on Sid Ross. It's Supernatural Network. It's on the Cowboy Channel. It's on, what else are we on? We're on something else. Oh, we're on the PTL network. We're on a whole bunch of those things. So, yeah. Oh, Kurt Morgan says he's got a 2,000-pound TV. He sure does. It's good to see KG. It's good to see Janine. It's good to see all of our friends all over the planet Earth that are in this thing. You guys, thank y'all so much for joining me. All right, so join me here today. Who's here?
Blanket, Texas.
Blanket, Texas.
Home of 300 people and 5,000 deer.
David Rowe. Listen, I know David Rowe very well. David, it's good to see you, man. It's so good to see you, David. God bless you so much. I haven't seen you in a blue moon, man. Yeah, I've got 3,000 deer. I had somebody at my house yesterday, and I see Canada is in here, right on. And Granbury, Texas is here. I see Allison from the Arctic Circle is here. My good friend Allison. I sure do love you, Allison. I've never seen you face to face. I can't wait to see you face to face. Okay, Dragon Nash is here. Dragon Nash, what is up with your name, dude?
Naz, man. Naz has been around for a long time.
I know. He's been with us, or she's been with us for a long, long, long time. Dragon Ash.
Yeah, Naz has been here for...
That's a cool name. Corpus Christi, Louisiana is here. Oh, so he's... So Dragon Ash is actually from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Grand Prairie, Canada is in the house. Did y'all know that there was a Grand Prairie, Canada? Jenny, no. There's a place called Burleson, Texas. Look at that. Tracy Anderson from... How do you say it? Burrison. And then there's Cleburne, which, you know, we don't like to mention Cleburne.
No, we do, because I live in Cleburne.
I know you do.
That's exactly what we love mentioning.
South Africa.
Because no, Luke lives there, too.
And we don't talk about it. Yes, he does. Yeah,
we don't talk about Cleburne.
No, okay. I love that, like, they're right across the street from the HEB. And every now and then I go through and sometimes I'll see Maddie walking across and I'm like, yes. HEB run. I love HEB.
You live across the street from the Whataburger.
I do.
And that was actually something that you told the real estate lady when you was looking for your house.
Like, look, I need a Whataburger.
I need within walking distance of a Whataburger.
It was a dream come true.
And a cinnamon bun.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because the Schlotzky's is right there, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, it says, love you, Pastor. Pop-up Pastor. I love you, too, Marissa, up there in Big Time Canada. Call you blessed. Sherry Morgan, happy Valentine's Day to you. Kurt Morgan. Man, I love Kurt Morgan. You know, he's a rock star.
He is
a rock star. And I mean, I don't know if you ever seen the days of his youth when he was playing guitar and he has hair all the way down his butt.
I was going to say when he had hair.
Yeah, he doesn't have any hair now and he's still good looking. And I don't like that at all. Well, guys, today I'm going to be talking with a very good friend of mine. And this guy that I'm about to introduce to y'all, he is a pastor on staff with us. He came with the building. So out at Third Stage Ranch in Glen Rose, Texas, when I bought that ranch out there in 2016, the guy that I bought it from, he jumped through all kinds of hoops for me because the bank would only loan me so much money. He let me have the house for the amount of money that the bank would loan me for. And it was way below his asking price because they listened to me on the radio every day. And they wanted godly people in there, and they loved me. And they actually started a ministry to Uganda because they were inspired by Leanna. And so they did that with their church. They listened to me on the radio every day, and they were like, hey, we need to do something in Uganda. And if these hillbillies can do it, we can do it. And that was their attitude, and that's the right attitude.
Hey, Bill's calling me. Should I answer?
No. Okay. Yeah, Bill, how long has Bill been working for us that he doesn't know that we have a podcast at 1 o'clock?
Quite a while.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I really hope he's watching. I really hope.
Apparently is not, right? And he's going to lie and tell me he saw it. And now I'm going to know. Now I'm going to know he's outright lying. So, with this ranch, there was this old ranch dog. And he said, but part of the deal is this dog comes with a house. And her name is Lady. And that, you talk about false advertisement. Yeah. That is the...
But she's sweet.
She is sweet. But man, she always stinks. And
well, that dog's like 20 years old.
Yeah, she's super old. And she's the ancient of days. And so a dog came with my property. And it turned out I really love this dog. Well, then I was given a building in Burleson, Texas. So if you ever get a chance to come out to the Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas, it is a huge campus that was given to me. And there's a huge miracle story that goes with that. But there was a couple of people that came with the building. One was Trey Smoker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was the sound guy there.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how desperate they were for anybody to help them, that they would have Trey Smoker helping them. Trey Smoker came with the building, and Otis Gillespie came with the building. And guys, I want to introduce you guys. This is my good friend and a pastor at Open Door Church. This is Otis Gillespie. Welcome, Otis.
It's good to be here. The stinky dog's in the house. Exactly. You know what? It's Valentine's Day. And so I have to greet my brothers with a holy kiss.
Man, I received that.
And chocolate
Jesus name.
Is just pretty close to holy. So,
he felt awkward giving you one. Isn't that funny?
Oh, no.
Isn't that funny?
It says to greet your brothers.
It says, the brother knows the word. That is what it says. Right on. Oh, I'm eating it. Mmm. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Why are you going to make it so awkward when you
sugar
do something
high,
like that?
Sugar high. Okay. Pastor Otis, you run our school of ministry. What is your title? What all do you do at Open Door Church? Because me and you got a lot of things to talk about. So we go back like a long way back.
Long way back. Mm-hmm. I am the pastoral care pastor. So I take care of things that take care of the people. And then also I'm the director of the School of Kingdom Equipping that you that you gave me to do, and I love it, and I appreciate it.
What a fine job. How many students do you have, man?
We have, including the kids, because we school the whole family now.
Yep.
Including the kids, we've got about 200.
About 200 people that are dedicated and committed. And my gosh. And so I'm actually going to be speaking there on Saturday night.
Yes.
And I love that school. That's been a dream for me my whole life, for us to have our own Soak school. And we have it. And you're the guy that heads that up. And we're going to talk about it because we've had some incredible miracles that have happened there.
Yes.
One of my favorite miracles that have happened in there is a girl who was satanically ritually abused. And we deal with a lot of girls that, you know, they've been through satanic ritual abuse, and she had scars all over her body. She got in your school, and we literally cast a demon out of her, and God Almighty healed her and set her free, and then her scars disappeared.
Yes, they did.
How about them apples?
How about them apples? It was pretty amazing.
That is.
Yeah.
I have seen scars disappear, and I have also seen tattoos disappear off of people.
Wow.
And so
you don't even think about it.
Yeah, I'm praying for yours.
Leave it alone.
No, it needs to go in the name of Jesus. Your mama had one rule, and it was the no tattoo rule.
I like how you throw me under the bus, but you haven't thrown Rayma under the bus. She's more tatted out than I am.
Here's what's sad about Rayma's tattoo. No, she's not. She only has one tattoo.
She has two.
No, she don't.
Yeah, she does.
What?
She has both on her, one on each foot, doesn't she?
No, she's got one on her foot.
I thought she had two.
And you've got one across your boobies.
Okay, it's
which
my
is
chest.
Ridiculous.
We're not behind the veil.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, guys, listen. In a few minutes, we will be going behind the veil for this kind of a conversation. And but one goes across his chest, and it is the word bacon, and it's in bacon strips. We had one rule.
It's greasy bacon lettering, actually. But
we had one rule in the house, and it was the no tattoo rule. And he was 18 years old. He's what are you now? You're 32?
33.
You're 33 years old now. And we had one rule, and he broke the rule. And then his mama blamed it on me. She said, my kids are bad, and it's all your fault.
She's not wrong.
So like that's how that works, Otis.
Yes.
So I saw a little girl that had a little girl. She was like, I want to say 9 or 10 years old. She had been a slave, and we rescued her out of pornography, rescued her out of the cartel situation. And she had a terrible, horrific, and she had a bunch of tattoos on her, but she had one that was really bad. And it was bad, bad, bad. And I'm not even going to tell you what it was. That little girl lived with us, and she stayed with us for several months. And then one day she came to our house parents there and said, look, and she actually saw an angel, and the angel said, I'm taking that away from you. And not only did he take away the thing that had happened to her, but how it was portrayed in a tattoo on her body, that tattoo was gone.
Wow. That's awesome.
And so, listen, God can remove your scars. Yes, he can. What's another one of your favorite miracles from our Soak school?
Oh, goodness. There's so many. We've had, just on a regular basis, people healed, excuse me, of knee issues, you know, different. We've had people healed of broken bones that wouldn't heal.
Wow.
excuse me, I'm going to take a drink of water real quick.
You go right ahead. This is Otis. This is what Otis looks like when he's drinking water.
Yes.
Did you see
that
it?
That is it.
Okay.
But we had one individual that's one of our coaches now.
Yep.
He had a problem with fibromyalgia.
Wow.
And he had bones that were broken. He was in the military. He had bones that were broken. A lot of nerve issues going on in his body. You couldn't even touch his arm or he would scream out. He was in so much pain. Well, we had a night where the Holy Spirit really moved in a big way. And he came away from that completely and totally healed.
Hallelujah.
And all of his bones were healed and mended. He had no more problems, issues with his nerves. He's completely and totally healed.
Your mama is Gloria Gillespie, who was the pastor of the church that was given to me. Mm-hmm. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to her and told her, go find Troy Brewer and give him everything you have, merge your ministry with him. And I just want to, can we talk about that? Because Because you have been in your mama's ministry your entire life. Your mama, a great woman of God, one of my favorite people on the planet Earth. But I had never done ministry with her one time. Mm-hmm. I never preached at y'all's church. Y'all had never came over into Big Time Joshua because you were one of those Burleson snobs that Joshua people cannot stand. Do y'all have any idea how, you know, people come to Burleson and they're like, we thought this would be a hillbilly town. Like, no, no, this is the snobbery of Johnson County. I was given this building and I moved to it. It's the jewel of Johnson County is Burleson, Texas. And then the rest of us that lived in small towns, which of course Burleson used to be a small town. When you grew up there, it was a small town.
It was.
And you were a long ways from Fort Worth too, mm-hmm. a long ways.
Yeah, it was about 4,000 people when I was riding my bicycle through town.
Yeah, and so, it's like 170 or no, I don't know. No, that's the county. I don't know.
About 80.
Yeah, like 80,000 people now, which is craziness. Right. I know. There's not near enough Whataburgers to feed that there many aren't. People. There's not. So anyway, so your mama came to you and told you that she wanted to give, that God told her to give me the church and for us to move over into that campus. What was that like for you? You were on staff. You've been working in her ministry. You were the heir apparent. What happened?
Well, you know, I knew it was the Lord. And, you know, you just, obedience is greater than sacrifice, right? You know, and so we just wanted to do what God wanted. And so, you know, we talked about everything. And this was one of the things we talked about. And so she said, what do you know about Troy Brewer? And I said, absolutely nothing, except he writes an article and puts it in the paper all the time.
I was in the newspaper then.
I would read your articles. And so did she, and she loved them. But that's really about all I knew about you. And, you know, it was really an interesting time, you know, because God was doing something. We knew he was up to something. He was closing some things and then getting ready to open some things at the same time. And it was... It was just, like I said, it was really a different time for me personally, but I knew it was God, and so I just said, yeah, you know, let's do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I've told everybody, when people ask me about you, they say, what's Otis like? I said, well, he's like Jonathan in the Bible. That's what I tell everybody about you. You know, Jonathan was the heir apparent, you know, to Saul, and he became best friends with David. And God was like, no, we're going to move it over to David, and we're not going to move it to you, Jonathan. And he just wanted to do whatever God wanted to do. And you have been such a good friend to me, man. And you already have a good attitude. You've always had a good attitude. But, I mean, I didn't know how that was going to work out. I was like, I need to get with this guy because I do not want to move into that church and do that if me and Otis are going to have problems. And there has never been one single problem. No. Not one. No. Thank you for that, man. Well,
thank you. Thank you for being my friend. I'm desperate for friends.
I know. Friends. It's a ministry. I know you don't have any friends, and I want to help you, and that's what I want to do.
No, it's been a great, great journey, and I have learned so much from you. It's been really good for me, this whole thing. I've been through some things, and going through those things, being part of this has helped me. And so you know what those things are, but... it was a very timely thing that the Lord was doing this, even for me. So it was really good.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a joy. It's really and truly been a great joy. Now we're talking about miracles today, and I got to tell you guys, and again, I'm talking with Pastor Otis, and I don't know what Ben's doing, but he's no help. So Ben's sitting here. What are you laughing at over here?
The ODX chat.
So what? Tell me. No. What's on the ODX chat?
They're talking about Whataburger. They're talking about my my tattoo. They're laughing because you can't say boobies on the chat room.
I'm sorry.
It's like I'm dealing with a bunch of 10-year-olds in here.
I know. Listen, I want y'all to straighten up, guys. I need y'all to straighten up. So we're talking about miracles, and I want to tell you, I had one of the coolest miracles I've ever had happen in my whole life happen yesterday.
Oh, is this the gold coin?
It's the gold coin. About?
Okay.
It is.
You're not supposed to spoil.
Yeah, you just spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Gosh.
I am excited. It's not too much of a spoiler because I haven't heard the story. You just mentioned gold coin.
Oh, you don't know the story.
No, I don't know the story.
Connie, yesterday I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Yesterday mm-hmm. morning I was. And I was at Summit Church in Pigeon Forge. And I was there on Sunday. I preached there on Sunday. I preached there on Monday night to their school. It's a whole lot like Pastor Otis's Soak School. And then Monday morning I met with the pastors, an incredible group of people. They're such wonderful people. I love them so much. And I loved Pigeon Forge, by the way.
You said Five Oaks. Breakfast place.
Oh my gosh.
that if I ever go, that's where I need to go to.
If my we mouth, start talking about
my mouth is starting to water
again, I'm going to lose my mind.
Sorry. No more fried bologna. One of the best breakfasts I've ever had in my whole life yesterday. Yesterday, honestly, yesterday was one of my favorite days of my whole life. I had so many great things happen yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I woke up in Pigeon Forge. I went and ate at one of the best restaurants ever. Five Oaks Farm is what it's called in Pigeon Forge. It's one of the best breakfast places I've ever been to. And then I met with the pastoral staff, and they gave me a big fat check of $2,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. And I knew, you know, I didn't go out there to get money. And I mean, you know, you have expenses, and right. there's nothing wrong, you know, with that. But I honestly just wanted to just pour into these people. After being around them, I was like, you know what? I have a lot of second and third stage supporters that support us at ODX. And I was like, I might not let these people pay me. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting there and they gave me a big fat check for $2,000. And I said, okay, so this is mine. They said, yes. And I said, okay, well, I receive it in the name of King Jesus. And I'm so grateful. Thank you. And then I said, well, since it's mine, I want to give it back to you. And I want to sow into your ministry. And I don't always do that, but I did it yesterday. And so they were very grateful and they were wonderful and all that. I left there. I flew here. I came directly over here to this podcast and interrupted behind the veil, right?
Yeah, it was perfect.
And it was. I watched. We were already behind the veil, only exclusively on ODX, like we're going to here in about 10 minutes, right?
Thanks for kicking me off, by the way. I appreciated that.
I told him, get out of my chair, and I sit down. And I was rude to him. Do you know that people actually go, it hurts my heart how mean you are to your son? And it really upsets me, doesn't it? I mean, it does. I do not mind hate mail. But I'm like, don't think that. I'm just teasing. This is how we play.
Guys, I really am fine. I appreciate y'all worrying about me, but I promise you I'm okay.
He can hold fine. His own.
He can hold his own. And he can dish it out too. I promise.
I just don't do it on camera. I wait till I get home.
Yeah. You have no idea how mean my kids are. All four of them.
Oh, we are.
So they're all four mean. So anyway, I'm the nice one. I am the nice one. So I left here and I went home. Now, me and Connie had a hot date set up last night because
you
I'm preaching.
You and Pastor Leanna.
Now, Connie, me and Leanna had a hot date last night. And so, listen,
things awkward.
Come on, guys, just help me get through this. So, y'all be quiet for a minute. Just let me talk. So, this hot date is like one of the coolest dates I've ever had in my whole life. And we've been married 35 years and we dated 4 years before that.
35
years?
Yeah,
next week is our 35th anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
35 years. I know, it's crazy.
That's like 5 years older than me. It's like, sorry. That's glorious. That's supposed to be wonderful.
Do not make fun of how old I am. I'm looking at you. I'm not. Don't talk about me like I'm not
proud
sitting right here.
Of your, you make so, no, it at 35
it's a big deal.
Years.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, yes. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, we've had some magnificent dates, but I've been setting this up for a long time knowing that I was going to have to preach on Valentine's Day. And I'm like, so I want to do something really special. So we have a friend, and you know Brother Jesse, and he is one of our chefs that cooks at our special events. Yeah. And he was Jerry Jones' personal chef.
Didn't he do like he used to do the chili cook-offs? Be yeah. a part.
He's
so good.
He's awesome, mm-hmm. And his wife's a psychiatrist, and they help us rescue kids all over the world.
Oh,
okay,
awesome.
So anyway, he came over, and we had a personal chef, and he cooked for Leanna and I. And we sat at our dining room table. We both got all dressed up, and aww. I came home, took a shower, put on a jacket and a coat, and fixed my hair and did all the thing. And she looked so beautiful, Connie. I'm just telling you, Leanna was.
I bet she's.
Oh
gorgeous.
My gosh, she is so gorgeous. And we sat there, and while he cooked for us, we talked about our 35 years of marriage. We talked about our kids. We talked about what are our takeaways. And it was very romantic. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was like stupid. And we were both laughing like, man, this is really cool. So in order for me to do that, I had to stop and get something special for her. And so I had to go through Granbury to go do this. And while I was going through Granbury, right after I left Pigeon Forge, right after I got here, I was driving through Granbury and all of a sudden I tasted popcorn in my mouth. Now, I just started tasting popcorn, and I'm like, oh, I love popcorn. Like, I haven't had any good, way too much buttery popcorn in a long time. And I started thinking about it. And the more I drove down the road, the more I wanted popcorn. And I do not do that. Okay.
Right. I've never heard of, like, I've heard of you tasting wine, but never.
Yeah. I've tasted wine in my mouth before too. Like mm-hmm. the presence of the Lord move right. in and I can taste wine sometimes like, oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. But I started tasting popcorn and I'm mm-hmm. like, I wonder what that's all about. And I'm like, you know what, dude, I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to just go in just to buy a thing of popcorn. And I want to tell you how expensive it was. For a popcorn and a Coke was $15.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to mm-hmm. tell you, I did it. I've never done it in my life. Have I ever just gone to the movies just to get a thing of popcorn, pour a ton of butter on it. And I still got, you know, an hour drive home and just eat popcorn all the way home. That's going to be fun. So that's what I did. So I go pulling in there. I pulled up to the slot. It feels like a good one. I put it in park. I get out. I put my foot down on the ground and I look and there's a coin. And you know, I find coins. God always puts coins for me. And I thought, that's an unusual coin. And I reached down and picked it up. It's a 1 ounce American Eagle gold piece, and it's worth $2,000.
What?
That was about 5 hours after I gave that church $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I found a $2,000 coin in the parking lot of the Granberry Movies yesterday.
Somebody's be calling in, like, hey, you found my coin.
Right, no, like going to the parking
too bad.
Lot.
Mm. So sad.
Wait, no, didn't you just get, like, at the end of last year, you got, like, the Troy ounce?
Yes.
And now you Troy found a gold silver. Coin?
I found a Troy ounce of silver. And that, we did that live, by the way. That was a live thing. And I was talking about the miracle that sometimes I was like, guys, look, we can just pray. And you're going to see this because when God begins to give you an eye to see, with the power to gain wealth, it doesn't mean that you just get rich. It means that the things that you do work. And mm-hmm. sometimes God will just say, mm-hmm. you don't know it, but there's an income stream here. You know, Otis, you're a big time business guy and you know that, you know, and you're a huge Holy Ghost guy. And you know, the Holy Ghost will actually lead you into places, right?
Well, what's interesting, since you're talking about this, last night I was cleaning out a roll top desk, an old roll top desk that I've had a long, long time. And I was cleaning it out. I found a silver dollar, 1883 CC silver dollar.
Good Lord.
That I didn't even know was in there. It was in the desk. So I found that yesterday.
Wowzers.
Yeah. I was supposed to find it yesterday because you were going to be talking about this today.
That's right? The Lord, man.
Yeah, that is. That's what he does.
Hey, everybody that's watching all over the world, listen, such as I have, I give them to you in Jesus' name. Wherever you're at, look around and see if the Lord hasn't placed a coin there. And then rejoice over it. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man that finds a treasure hidden in a field. And for the joy thereof, he sells all that he has and he purchases that field. And so, So I looked down, American Eagle, 1 ounce gold piece, $2,000.
That's crazy.
I
want to go search the parking lot now.
I don't know anybody in my life that's ever found a $2,000 coin, much less find one in the movie parking lot, because for the first time in their life, they're just going there just to buy popcorn and leave.
No, that's so crazy because it's like it came out of just a joy. Like you were going there just to enjoy something and then you found it in the parking lot.
I called Summit Church from the parking lot and told them, you're not going to believe what just happened. You guys are good, fertile ground to sow into. That's what I told them. Mm-hmm. Guys, before we go behind the veil, and before we do this, I want to throw something out there to you guys, okay? Last night, after my hot date with Leanna, and again, we just had God, yesterday was such a great day, man. It was so good. And we really just loved each other. And I just love Leanna so much. I'm so grateful for her, man. She's just such a good girl. After the whole night was over with, I was laying in bed and I was going through my WhatsApp, and I have kids all over the world that we've rescued that they're grownups now, and I speak to them through WhatsApp. And one of my daughters in India, and her son's name is Ben, who's named after you, Ben.
Yes, sir.
One of your Indian sisters. Mm-hmm. She was telling me that she just had her third anniversary and she was going through all that, and I was looking at that. And then my good friend Johnny Lightning contacted me.
What? Oh, how is he?
He's doing great. And so he is one of our rescuers in Belize. Otis, do you know Johnny Lightning?
I do. Uh-huh.
So I love Johnny Lightning. I don't know. I just love him. I've always loved him. And he's 80-something years old, and he's still rescuing kids and doing the thing. There is a little girl that he rescued when she was 10 or 11 years old, and she's 15 years old now, and she's never been able to walk. She can actually kind of hop around on a crutch, but she mostly lives in a wheelchair. And we've had her, we know what the problem is. And she was born with an issue, and the issue she was born with is her hip is not right. So her leg bone doesn't connect to her hip. So her leg has been out of joint her entire life. Mm-hmm. Her entire life. And we just found an orthopedic surgeon in Colombia that will come to Belize and do surgery on her, replace her hip, put the bone in it, and that little girl is going to be able to walk. And I just saw this last night. And guys, I know exactly how much money it's going to cost. It's going to cost $18,018. That's pretty cheap surgery, by the way. Mm-hmm. If that was here, that'd be $100-something thousand bucks. And the guy's coming from Colombia to Belize to perform this surgery for $18,018. 18 is a powerful number. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's very prophetic. That is very, and by the way, if I can just throw this out there, man, Deuteronomy 8:18 is the power to gain wealth. And it's $18,000 and $18. I need to raise that money. And I want to tell everybody, if you want to help a little girl walk again, a girl who was once a slave, who has now been set free, and now we're going to get to see her learn how to walk and learn how to run. If you want to help me do that, you know what? Go to odx.tv. and give today, because I've got to raise that $18,000. I already told him, you know what? I'm going to say yes. I do not have an account for it. I do not have a budget for it, but I'm going to say yes. And I told them, I told Johnny Lightning, I want you to start moving forward on that. And he said, my gosh, okay, yeah, let's do this. Because I told him, I said, I'm going to go to all my friends and all my partners all over the planet Earth, and I'm going to say, guys, let's see this little girl healed in every single way a little girl can be healed. And she's 15 years old, and she's only been able to hop on one leg her whole life, mm-hmm. and she'll be able to actually walk around.
Well, an 18 is the prophetic number for life more abundant.
That's you. I'm shocked that you know that, man. Way to go, man.
We teach some of this in your school.
That's exactly right. The number 18 is a prophetic number that represents life and life more abundantly.
Yeah, y'all have to see when her 16th birthday is, because this will really be a sweet 16 for her.
So, I'm gonna move forward with this, and knowing that people are gonna partner with me. You can also call 877-413-0888. 877-413-0888 and say, you know what? I want to give, and I want to see that little girl walk again. Guys, I'm not asking for $18,019. 100% of this money will go towards this thing. And so there you go. Help a brother out. Help me. I wanna see this little girl heal. Okay.
And right before we go behind the veil, you mentioned Shravani, and I think we have the picture of her. Her. I think you said it was her 3-year anniversary.
Yeah, that's her.
And look, that's her baby.
Yeah, that's baby Ben.
Really? Named after him. So
Ben, he's so much better looking than you, man.
You know, that's true. He's lucky he doesn't look like you.
Yeah, because you do. Which is really funny.
I get all my looks from my dad.
I want you to look at how beautiful she is. I love that little girl so much. I've known her since she was a little bitty tiny thing. I think, I don't know, she was around 8 or 9. Oh my gosh, I love her. You know, the first time I ever saw her, she was sleeping on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we rescued her. We raised her. She calls me daddy. I love her. And then John Mark, he also was raised in one of our homes.
Yep.
John Mark was raised in one of our homes as well. And now they're married, and now they're youth pastors. And now they're having babies, and they're naming them after you, Ben.
I know.
Yeah, that's redemption.
It's a wise decision right there.
I think that is.
I will bless that child.
I think that's awesome. Now, I have one question. Now, look, guys, as we're about to drop off of all of our social media platforms, and so that we can talk about things that we would otherwise maybe censored, and they don't like it on there. And wham, somebody call them a wambulance. Hallelujah. But that's okay. We can go to odx.tv and we can do this. But I got to ask you guys a question. Well, y'all put up y'all see right there where it says behind the veil? Does that say veil or does that say veal?
No, that's Vail.
That's Vail.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I asked the same thing.
You don't have your glasses on.
Well, I don't have my glasses on. I can't. I was going to read this.
I'm making me nervous.
I know. I'm like, is that spelled right?
No, no. We're not getting behind Vail.
Behind the little lamb, Vail.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm like, that ain't how you spell Vail.
That's how you spell Vail.
So apparently we don't say the word Vail right.
No, we don't.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. I sure thought there was an A in it.
No.
That's Vail. V-E-A-L. Vail.
Okay. So that's, well, all you Burleson guys, man, y'all had a much higher education than we did in Joshua.
Yeah, I had to move beyond.
Okay. All right. Well, it's time for us to go behind the Vail.
Okay. So we're going to go behind the Vail, guys. And if you are a partner with us at ODX.TV, you're going to be staying on here and you're going to be watching us at ODX.TV. If you're not, I'm about to let you guys go. And I want to ask y'all to join me tonight at Open Door Church, live or online, as I'm going to go through the love chapter. And now, what is the love chapter? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the 16 attributes of the love of God. And I'm going to go through that tonight. And man, it's going to be powerful. So join me tonight at Open Door Church. Please help me change the life of one of our little rescued girls. And she's 15 years old. She needs surgery. It's going to cost $18,018. And 100% of what you give today, if you want to give towards that, we'll go to that. And so I'm like, hey, let's go. So help me out with that. Call the number. Call 877-413-0888. Or I think we also have, if you want to mail something in, do you guys know what the mail? I don't even know what our P.O. box is anymore.
Yes, I have it here.
Because it's new. There it is right there. What is it? P.O. box. I don't have my glasses on.
P.O. box 3775 Burleson, Texas 76097. And right. It's to Troy Brewer Ministries.
All right. Awesome. And then you can also call us at 877-413-0888. Guys, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going behind the Vail. That's so weird. That word is a weird word to me. Behind the Vail.
All right, Taylor, let's go.
Bye-bye, everybody. I love you guys.